This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
At number 19, I have Drake May. 15 touchdowns, 10 picks, 9 fumbles last year. So we talked about sort of the, as you mentioned just a short time ago, some of his mistakes were masked because they were so bad, and some of his mistakes were just like, hey, we are bad, so let's... You're hoping that it was sort of a just wing it. Hey, I got to make a play. And if I'm coached better, if we're a better football team, I'm going to understand, throw the ball away, you know, take the 2-yard sack, whatever the case may be. Don't put yourself in harm's way. Don't put the football in harm's way.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and 3-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons at Fenway Park in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great, great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. Ford would fit our alliteration, too. It's 4 o'clock football.
Presented by Ford?
Presented by Ford. It isn't, but it could be if they want to call somebody in sales. Happy to make that a thing.
What's a verb that starts with F that we could do instead of powered by Ford? I'll think about that. Anyways, continue.
Okay. Fueled. Fueled.
Fueled by Ford.
Nailed it.
But anybody else, you don't have to have an F if you want to sponsor it. We'll take any letter of the alphabet as long as
any beer, anything like that.
Ching, anything like that. But that was our buddy Mike Giardi. On his, what is it, All 32 podcast?
Yeah, with our pal Will Parkinson, Six Rings guest.
They did a ranking of NFL quarterbacks, and Mike Giardi has Drake May as the 19th best quarterback in the National Football League. He had a, as Mike is wont to do, a little bit longer-winded explanation of that, talking about sources, defensive coordinators he's talked to, and some of whom played him multiple times last year, what their feeling was going into Drake May, coming out of.
Oh.
And it's I'd like
to hear those thoughts.
I thought it was really, well, you'd have to listen to the All 32 pod with Mike Giardi. The one thing that I found really interesting was sort of a positive and a negative. They went into the matchups thinking he's a really physically talented kid, but can he read and diagnose, and will he pass the test we throw at him? Some of them left the game saying, he's more physically talented than I thought he was going in, and I'm still not sure he can pass the test in terms of the mental and the reads and all of those things. And I think that falls into line with what a lot of us think. And the one differentiating factor, I guess we'll say, is he may not have had all the answers in Alex Van Pelt's offense under Alex Van Pelt. How will that change year two in Josh McDaniels' offense under Josh McDaniels and his tutelage and experience working with young quarterbacks? So Drake May, 19th overall. Does that feel fair, low, Fitzy? I feel like you're going to say low, but does that feel fair, low, or how do you feel about that ranking?
I'm going to go 100% fair. He hasn't earned his way into the top 12 yet. He isn't a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Does he have top 10 potential? Could he be a top 8 elite QB one day? Sure. Looks like he's got all the tools, from the laser rocket arm to the processing speed to the quick feet. But What is he? He started again. The world is basing everything off projection and potential. Nobody is basing, it seems like, anything for the 2025 Patriots off of reality. They flipped 50% of their roster. Okay, great. He had to get together for like a day and a half after his wedding with some of his receivers. Does that mean that now all of a sudden they've got impeccable chemistry and the guy's going to have an 80% completion percentage on the season? Hell no. He's never even handed off a ball to Travion Henderson in a live game rep. So, no, 19th feels... I'm happier he's in the top 20. That feels about right as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it does feel right for me too. Okay. You know, look, I just think it's based off of how bad the offensive line was last year, how bad the receivers were. I questioned some of the coaching. I think it was a very simple kind of offense that they ran because of the deficiencies they had at the other positions. So, therefore, you're bringing the quarterback down too. I think Josh McDaniels, the new offensive coordinator, is going to teach him the game in ways he never really saw the game before when he was with Alex Van Pelt. So I'm putting a lot into this year. I mean, I got to see. You start to wonder, you know, I mean, there's a part of me that thinks, you know, is he a winner? Like, yeah, he's got these unbelievable traits. No, this will be answered this year. Like, I got to see him win football games because let's face it, he did. I mean, he kept him in that Tennessee game. I mean, he had that last play on the regulation, yeah. And then he threw an interception in overtime, but they wouldn't have been overtime if he didn't throw that pass in regulation. So, but I got to see him win more games.
Do you believe in that? It's something we've actually bandied about, Arcand and I, going back to the old show, and we've done segments on it, like winner. What is a winner? Does a winner always win on the scoreboard, or are you a winner that can come up short a lot? Like,
no, you got to win on the scoreboard.
Charles Barkley, is he not a winner because he never won?
Okay, well, that's a good one.
That's where we get into.
What do you consider him?
I think he's a winner. He's never won.
He's never won.
Right? So where you get into that, and I think it is a challenge because the quarterback.
Lamar Jackson.
Right. He's never won.
Never won.
Perfect. You know, and there's a lot of guys that have come through that Tom Brady was a winner. But if Tom Brady never existed, if you Thanos'd Tom Brady, other guys of that generation would have become better winners. Whether it's Peyton Manning, maybe he has a bunch of rings all over his hand, or whoever it would be steps up to the void.
It's not fair, Fitzy, you guys, to maybe hold the winning to him solely because it's the most interdependent game there is. And you talk about Joe Burrow's never won. Josh Allen's never won.
None of them.
Lamar Jackson's awesome. Never won.
And they're awesome.
And right? They're awesome. So it really takes the whole operation. It's not just the quarterback, but fair or not fair, that's how we judge the best ones is did they win the big one or not?
And what kind of rosters were they surrounded by? Did they have the supporting talent that they needed? John Elway, obviously a winner, didn't win until he had one of the 25 right. best running backs in the history of the NFL on his team. Yep.
He was a loser. Jim Kelly, loser, right? Not a loser, in my opinion.
Not a loser.
He's a winner.
You're right.
But he didn't win. And that's that challenge of the quarter. It's all sports, but really the quarterback position. And, you know, you get into when I look at Drake May. So the questions are, well, no, because almost no one questions his physical ability. He has all the physical tools. I feel like that's basically universally accepted.
They're unique to him, I think.
So that is on one level. He has the physical tools.
He does.
So then it gets down to head, but head in a number of ways. Leadership and sort of that world, but diagnosing, reading, making good decisions, that whole aspect of the on-field. Which of those worries you the most? Is it the winner leadership part? Is he just a... You know, put the women and children to bed and jump on my back, boys. We're going to go right down the field here and win. Or is it the, cover two and the safety did this, and I know that this guy, blah, blah, like the actual on-field stuff. Which of those, Ted?
I feel like it's the first. I feel like it's the put me on your back. And I don't know. And I got to give the kid, I mean, he's, 22 years old?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I was a rookie. I think I was 23. Like, it's a lot to ask. I didn't see a lot of that last year from him.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he was just trying to figure out whether to poop or wind his watch last year. When you're a rookie, it's tough. But it's also like I want.
Could I do both? Just sit on the throne?
It's hard to do both. I've tried.
Really?
Very hard.
Okay. Who winds watches anymore?
It's an old expression. Blame Mascar for that. But it's But I want to see some examples of some leadership, and that's why I wanted to see him doing the off-season stuff.
And he did it.
Stuff matters.
He did it, and it's not about football camps and making money.
Nope.
It's not about, no disrespect, nice thing to do, donating your gifts from your wedding to charity. Yeah. And that's all great, but are you the unquestioned leader of, didn't we have questions? Who was the, before Joe Milton, Fitzy, what was the question? Remember there was a dinner and somebody yelled like QB1 or something?
Oh, you know who that was?
That was Kendrick Bourne.
That was Zappy. That was Bailey Zappy.
Yes.
That was Kendrick Bourne.
Okay.
Throwing Zappy some love.
You know who never needed to have QB1 yelled? Brady. Like, QB1s don't need people to tell them they're QB1s. Everybody knows when they walk in the building, the room, the restaurant, whatever, right? QB1 is without, you don't need a hype man.
No doubt.
You don't need Paul Heyman yelling, the quarterback. No. Everybody knows. Does he have that? Is he QB1? Or do we still have those concerns that the QB1 runway needed to be cleared for him? Like, that's Fitzy. If that's still a question, and Ted is alluding to that a little bit with the winner thing.
Yeah.
That's concerning if that's still a question for me.
Yeah. See, for me yesterday on my 3-point stance, Andy, I played a snippet from Quarterback, which debuted today. It's second season on Netflix, and it was Joe Burrow swearing up a storm after the Bengals went on the road, scored 37 points, and won by 10 points. Why? Because he was pissed that they committed 8 false starts and played such a sloppy game. That, to me, is that not just winning, the killer instinct. We don't know if Drake has the killer instinct yet. Does he seem like a winner? Hell yeah, he does. From the pedigree to the physicality to his just on general on-field intelligence and skill. I don't know if he has the killer instinct yet. Now, what I think the person who's going to either bring it out in him or who is possibly going to let us know is going to be his potential wide receiver one this year, Steph Diggs, because I think he was brought in to not only raise the acumen and ability and competitiveness of the wide receiver room, but also see if he could elevate Drake's game. He wants to get a bag. That's exactly who Drake should have himself surrounded by. And Ted, that's what I was getting at yesterday when I said that I think it's good that Steph Diggs has football to focus on and not the fame monster this season.
Yeah, and that's an interesting debate, and we can go, because I go both sides on that. That's an interesting kind of thing to talk about. But, you know, I want to hear stories of Drake May, who's the first guy in the
– right.
That stuff, it matters. I mean, Brady, Tuesday's your day off, not for Brady.
Right.
He went in and he watched film. He was the first guy there. You know, that's the – I want to hear those stories from Drake May. Like the kind of the best just positive – stuff I'd hear is from offensive head coaches or offensive coordinators that would play against. So it was like the Mike McDaniel head coach, who's an offensive, minded coach, or Sean McVay when they played the Rams. Oh my gosh, Drake May. So that tells me something a little bit, but that's, you didn't hear a lot of that from the teammates. You know, Kendrick Bourne had some nice things to say, but nobody was saying about Drake what we were saying about Tom when he took over.
Right.
Which is not fair. I get it. But just give me some of that. Give me some, in practice he was, getting guys hyped, and he took practice so serious that it raised everybody else's level. I haven't heard those stories yet.
This is, we've sort of stumbled into an interesting conversation and debate here. Winner quarterbacks and what that means. And the guy that pops into my head is a guy who is the quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence. Is he a winner?
No.
He was the greatest winner coming into the league that we've ever seen. High school and college, I believe he lost 2 games total. It's so
Cam
coming
Newton,
in.
Same Cam Newton, same way.
Right.
Is he a winner?
And so do you lose your winner ability? Like, how does that work? Does it change at the NFL level because they're men and their businesses? Like, I just want, I'm just playing devil's. Trevor Lawrence was a great winner until he stopped winning.
Well, but he went from college to the NFL.
No, I know, and that's where
big
I'm asking.
Difference.
So,
big difference.
But if you're not a winner in college, which a lot of people have been like, he didn't really carry North Carolina to anything in his career there. Is he not really a winner?
Caleb Williams, same thing.
Can you jump to winner when you weren't a winner at this is an interesting dynamic for the quarterback. It's unfair.
Real quick. Lamar Jackson, we say, hasn't won anything, but was he a winner at Louisville?
No.
What about Josh Allen at Wyoming?
I don't know their record.
Sort of. But what
about Jaden Daniels at LSU?
Hell yeah, winner. Hell yeah. Yeah. He changed the whole – he changed two programs in 2 years. That's the modern example of a winner. I'd say C.J. Stroud did the same thing in Houston in the first year.
I'll give you another one, Ted, if I may, fellas. How about Bo Nix, winner at Oregon, comes in, wins with Sean Payton. Yep. Maybe it's system-dependent, but you know, Bo winner. Nix made the 25-under-25 list. Drake May didn't.
You know what Bo Nix was at Auburn? Loser. He was a loser. He started like freshman year, and then it just petered out, and he was his dad's son. Yeah.
I'll be damned.
And his dad played there, and it was like, oh, he's just a legacy, and it kind of petered out. No one was saying he was an absolute winner at Auburn. But then the next two stops in his career, he's a winner.
I'm trying to remember, was Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech like a big winner there?
Nope. Now he's the greatest winner there is. Yeah. Actually, that was in that video with Joe Burrow from quarterback where Steve Spagnuolo, a defensive coach, seeks out Joe Burrow and says, other than our guy, you're the best there is, right? Like, that's a defensive coach. It's not an offensive Mike McDaniel. Oh, that guy'd be fun to have in my offense.
Right.
It's a guy scheming against Joe Burrow. But the caveat there, I would say, is, yeah, he's scheming against Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and some other weapons. So I do find this conversation, because we do it all the time, winner. He's got to prove he's a winner. More at the quarterback. Hell, goalies. Swayman needs to prove he's a winner, right? It's not just about the numbers. It's you make the save you need to make to win the game when the game is on the line.
So you asked me the question. Is it more that you want to see leadership, or do you question whether or not he can't read defenses? And so I think, do we all agree that it's more the leadership that we concern? I mean, or do you think he's incapable of reading defenses?
No,
that's why he holds the ball. And
I think he can. But there are times when it needs to be better, and there certainly are timely decisions that need to be better. Not every third down is the same, like the time in the game, what you got to do, when, you know, got to have it plays versus not got to have it plays. No one ever lost from punting.
Yeah.
That could happen in the first quarter. In the fourth quarter, with 2 minutes to go, we need a play here, Drake.
And what I put kind of when it comes to the mental part of it, I feel like that's just something he's naturally going to get better at. Like Russell Wilson, if you look at, he was a terrible pocket passer when he first started because I don't think he knew where to go with the football. He held the ball, so he scrambled, but then he became a better pocket passer. I just think the longer you play this game, the better you're going to be able to read from the pocket. I just can't imagine he's not going to figure that part out.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Patriots have invested $190 million in the defensive tackle position. You'd think that would buy you, I don't know, a top 10 player, others receiving votes,
a top 15,
mention.
Maybe, yeah.
Something, but ESPN did not seem to have a spot in its top 10 rankings at defensive tackle for either Milton Williams or Christian Barmore. Why is that? Do we overrate those guys? Are they really as good as they are paid to be? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending. The
exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox won their fifth game in a row last night. They beat the Rockies 10-2. The Sox go for the sweep this evening. First pitch is at 7:10. Lucas Giolito will start against Antonio Senzatella on the mound. A few roster moves from earlier today. The Red Sox reinstated outfielder Masataka Yoshida from the 60-day injured list. The corresponding moves, Nate Eaton was optioned down to AAA Worcester. The team also transferred right-handed pitcher Nick Birdie to the 60-day injured list. Here is your lineup for tonight's game. Jaron Duran leads off in center. Then it's Roman Anthony in left tonight. Trevor Story at short. Willie Abreu out in right with Carlos Narvaez your catcher. Masataka Yoshida is your DH with Romy Gonzalez at first. Marcelo Meyer across the diamond at third. And David Hamilton is at second, and he is batting ninth. You can listen to tonight's game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan is tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrook have the call of the series. The Revolution return to action tonight at Gillette when they host Lionel Messi and Inter Miami CF. Kickoff is at 7:30. Celtics president of basketball operations Brad Stevens revealed the Celtics made offers to both Al Horford and Luke Kornet. Stevens also said it does not appear likely that Horford will be returning to the team next season. In NBA league news, the Thunder are signing Chet Holmgren to a fully guaranteed 5-year maximum rookie extension that could reach up to $250 million. And in the NFL, Buccaneers star left tackle Tristan Wirfs is expected to miss the start of the regular season because of a knee injury. Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative committed to using a big bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank. Member FDIC and DIF. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now with WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live from Fenway Park coming up right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you missed any part of the show,
or to have it delivered to your phone daily,
subscribe to the WEEI Afternoons podcast on the Odyssey app
or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Patriots have been known for winning for a long time. For them to want me and bring me into this organization to be a part of that, I couldn't find nothing better than that.
Physicality, toughness, determination.
Put the work in and it'll never betray you. So, like I said, I thrive when people telling me I can't do something because I'm gonna go show you that I can do it. And that's just the bottom line. Like, add fuel to the fire to make me go hard in everything that I do.
Sorry, I'm enjoying
doing it.
Well, little LL. Stiz LL is always welcome here on WEEI Afternoons.
No doubt.
That was the voice of Milton Williams, the $100 million acquisition for your New England Patriots.
Biggest contract the Patriots have ever given out, right? Williams?
Yeah, other than Tom Brady, right? Free agent deal.
Yeah.
Did he get Tom Brady?
Biggest free agent deal ever.
Biggest free agent. Okay.
Yeah. And the other guy they have, who's his running mate, has the biggest guarantee in the history of the team, not named Tom Brady. That'd be Christian Barmore. Yeah.
I believe it's about $190 million wrapped up within those two players. So when I look at ESPN and they've started, they're like us. They're like, football is coming. We should probably start some stories on a regular day basis. They got these lists that are put together by polling executives, GMs around the NFL. So then they put together the top running backs based on who votes for who as their top 10. That's how
they're not asking fans. They're asking people.
This is insider. This is the league within the buildings, executives, GMs, coaches, those types of things. Yep. So they did it a couple different positions. Today was defensive tackle. So I look and I'm like, oh, Patriots should make this list, because in recent years, not a lot of Patriots have made really any of these lists. It's not really been fun. So they do a top 10, and then they do 11 more because they have an honorable mention and they have others receiving votes or whatever it is. So 21, I believe, is the number I counted. Defensive tackles were listed. 21. So 2/3 of the best defensive tackles if you go 32 teams. You know who was not listed? Milton Williams or Christian Barmore were not mentioned. Nope, nope. No executives, none of these GMs, presidents, whatever.
No honorable mention.
No honorable mention, no others receiving votes. They did not get mentioned on a single ballot anywhere.
That's surprising. Milton Williams not being mentioned is surprising to me.
Surprising. Also, I'd use a different word. Is it concerning? Are they right? Did you pay $100 million for a sidekick with the Eagles? Because that's what he was. He was a complimentary sidekick with the Eagles. And you're now paying him to not be your sidekick. Who was the famous wide receiver with Michael Irvin who made all that money?
Alvin Harper.
Alvin Harper.
Good call.
Is Milton Williams Alvin Harper? Is he a role player with one team? As long as he's next to the guy who's really good, he's going to help you win and produce. And now he's on his own. Why is no one talking about Milton Williams the way we are? Because I thought, Fitzy, I thought that Milton Williams and Christian Barmore were going to be the foundation of what could be a really, 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 I'm going to add a lot of really, really good defense.
Mm-hmm. They are, actually. And as a matter of fact, I think this, Andy, is based on two, I will say, disclaimers. One, for Milton Williams, the 50% playing time issue. He never played more than 50% of an NFL game with the Eagles. And, of course, he was running alongside Jalen Carter. But I think the fact that he's now going to be asked to play 2/3 of the snaps or 3/4 of the snaps in the games and be a primary defensive front lineman, that's a big issue. And two, for Barmore, it is as simple as they're just waiting on the health. Because everybody knows when this guy is healthy, when he's right, he's looked good in your favorite thing, social media workout videos. But if this guy is healthy, these two together easily could be a disruptive, if not dominant, top 10 defensive lineman combo.
Not so sure, in my opinion. I need more from Barmore. I'm not convinced, even at his peak.
See what you did there, Barmore.
Barmore. I like to see Bar do more. I'm not as sold on him as maybe Fitzy is.
Honestly,
the Patriots are. Or else they wouldn't have given him all that money.
I would hope not.
You wonder if Milton Williams playing alongside, you mentioned Jalen Carter, but also Jordan Davis, you know, the nose tackle, first rounder.
Jalen Carter, by the way, third on the list.
Third on the list, right? So, you know, it's like, you know, maybe he was out, you know, you play with those guys, you don't notice him as much, but you almost should be contrary. With those guys, you should be making more plays because they have to give their attention to those other good players. But it is interesting. That is a little bit surprising. And I'll be honest, I didn't know a whole lot about Milton Williams before they got him here.
Right.
Look, now I've studied up a little bit. I was like, okay, this guy's the best at his position in free agency, but that doesn't mean he's, you know, one of the best in the game. He was just the best available defensive tackle, I should say, in free agency, and thus, you know, garnered a lot of money. That doesn't mean he's one of the best defensive tackles.
Right. So I mentioned Jalen Carter, Milton Williams' former teammate. He came in number third on this list.
Yeah.
Number three.
Unbelievable.
Number one, Dexter Lawrence of the Giants is considered by NFL execs to be the number one defensive tackle. Mm-hmm. He was ranked no lower than fifth on anyone's ballot. So he was top five with everybody who voted. The second, you're probably familiar with this guy, Chris Jones, Kansas City Chiefs. Been a dominant force for them.
For a long time.
As I said, Carter
third.
There's
a name on there that I couldn't believe.
So number four, I think, is interesting because this guy was the centerpiece of Mike Vrabel's defense in Tennessee.
Jeffrey Simmons,
that people are sort of using as an example of what Barmore and or Williams can be here as the centerpiece of Mike Vrabel's defense here. Number five on the list is Quinnen Williams with the Jets. Number six, Leonard Williams. Apparently, if your name is Williams, you're really good at defensive tackle. The guy from the Ravens that I'm not good at saying his name is number seven. Number eight is DeForest Buckner. Number
DeForest
nine.
DeForest Buckner.
You don't. What are you laughing at, Dan Bell?
DeForest Buckner. How many years has DeForest Buckner
I'm not good
played?
At saying is number eight.
No, I usually, when you say that, it's followed up by at least an attempt, but you were just like, we're bulldozing right through this, and I appreciate that.
Why do I want to. Namdi, I can say. His first name, only because there used to be a corner named Namdi Asamoah, and I remember that name.
Oh, that's a great football name.
Matabuke?
Love it. See, you tried. How did you feel better having tried?
But DeForest Buckner, who went from the 49ers to the Colts, is now the centerpiece of
going into his 10th year.
And, Ted, your hesitation is not unwarranted. He was as high as number two on a ballot, but was as low as unranked. So some people did not have him in their top 10. That Vita Vea with the Bucks rounds out number nine. And then number 10 is Cam Hayward with the Steelers. But as I said, also honorable mention, Christian Wilkins, Derek Brown of the Panthers, Zach Allen of the Broncos, Zach Seidler of the Dolphins, Kobe Turner of the Rams. It's like, wait, Milton Williams getting $100 million and he's not getting honorable mention.
And
like,
it's a little concerning. 53. You got to understand, defensive tackles typically don't play. You know, you can rotate those guys. They're big, big boys.
Yeah.
So, like Vita Vea, you don't want them out there for too long. Some of those guys, you want them out there for 50% of the time. I think they see Milton Williams is not as maybe physically as big as those guys.
Yep.
They can play a little bit longer. I don't know. Maybe they see a role for him that he didn't have in Philly, partly because of the depth that they had.
Yeah.
And so maybe it's a projection almost, you know?
Okay, maybe that's fair.
Good luck with that.
I do say, though, if the Patriots are going to be anywhere near as good as you think they're going to be, Ted Johnson, Milton Williams better find his ass on this list next year.
No doubt.
It may, you know, no longer a projection. You played your 80% of snaps. Yep. You better be there next year. If you're not on this list next year, my guess is we're talking about the contract. We're talking about the team and the defense underachieving because they can't be great if he's not, you know, lifting his fair share of weight.
The Patriots were the lowest, they had the worst ranking as far as sacks. They had the least amount of sacks.
Yeah.
That has been a common theme here for way too long.
Yes.
It's way too long. They finally have a pass rusher in Milton Williams that you don't have to do scheme for, do two-man, three-man games for. He can beat not only one-on-one, but he can beat double teams, supposedly, if you're getting paid that kind of money. So you should see the sack total go up this year.
Yeah,
you
did against Kansas City in the Super Bowl, fellas. He's beat single and double teams almost consistently. I think he was one of the best in the NFL last year at beating double teams. And, my God, that defensive line last year was Daniel Aquale playing the most snaps he'd ever played, and the highly overrated Andy's all-time favorite, Devon Godshow, mixed in with, like, what, three and a half games of Christian Barmore before the clots returned?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was bad.
So maybe that's the answer to this, is it's simply based on what he did as a running mate to Jalen Carter, who comes in at number three. We're going to give him the credit. You'll get your just desserts as long as you go do it on your own in New England for that defensive front, because I just can't envision the Patriots reaching their defensive potential, which I now actually agree with Mina Kimes and company, think they could be a very good defense, think they should be
top 12.
The strength, absolutely. I want top 10. 12.
Okay.
No one says top 12. You got to say top 10.
All right.
Right?
All right.
Top 10's when you're at.
I'm going top 12. But
yeah, I don't want to be top 10.
Okay.
Well, we might be top 12, but that's a different topic for a different day. So let's go top 10. People want top 10, top 5. That's where this defense needs to be. And Milton Williams has to be the head of that. I mean, Mike Vrabel's basically said it. When he had that press conference and he said, Milton, you know, I hope you plan on playing a hell of a lot more snaps here this year for us than you did last year in the past, because you didn't. You were a below 50% snap guy.
I'm always curious about Milton Williams, just his draft history. Do you know what round he was drafted in?
I do not.
Third round.
Okay, third round.
So that there's something to that. You know, you start at a – you're not going to maybe be as hyped.
That's true.
I can't believe what he ran his 40 in.
4.89.
No.
What? Oh, this is bad. 40, you have a bad tone.
It has a 40-yard dash of 4.63 in his
– Milton Williams?
4.63?
There's no way.
No chance.
That's what it says right here.
It was then. That was downhill, and it was 36 yards.
Downhill with a strong ass.
Yeah, no kidding.
There's no way he
4.63.
His broad jump was 10.1.
That might be real. He's a good athlete, but the 40, there's no chance.
That's incredible explosion right there.
And that's, I think that's what he brings to the interior, is that athleticism and explosion. I just,
wow,
4.63 seems a little bit.
He's 6'3", 284, which I like. You know what? That's a, if you were over 300 pounds, you can't play more than 53% of the snap. Like, you need to be a smaller, and I think that's kind of Barmore. I don't think Barmore's all that big. Like, I played with Ted Washington, Richard Seymour. To me, they're these guys aren't even nearly as big as those guys. So yet we should be seeing these guys able to handle 60, 70, 80% of the snaps.
Real quick, philosophically, since you went down that road, how much do you want to see those guys together on the field?
A lot.
But if you're rotating them, you don't want to rotate both out, right? Don't you want one of them
on the field most times? You always want one.
It's almost like Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. Like, how do you do the rotation? Yeah. So, you know, when the game's on the line, you both want them on the field.
I want them both on there as much as possible.
It's because you're a middle linebacker and you're behind
them. I do. But also, it's because of, I think of, if I'm the defense coordinator, I go, gosh, what about our corners? We got really good corners. I can blitz and feel comfortable. If you blitz, so if you rush five, so, you know, blitz is five or more, right?
Correct.
If you blitz five or more, you say you blitz and you send five, then then Milton Williams is getting one-on-one blocks.
Right.
Or Christian Barmer is getting one-on-one blocks.
Right.
And
you better win. I pay you $100 million. You better win.
And then you better have good corners that can hold up against, you know.
You do, we think.
And we think. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing this is going to be one of the higher blitzing defenses in the NFL based on the personnel. If I'm the defensive coordinator,
guys,
I'm blitzing a lot.
Sorry, I was just going to say, not only do you have $196 million tied up between these two guys, but also the rest of your defensive line depth, pretty underwhelming. I mean, we're talking like Kyrus Tonga, Jeremiah Farms, and Jaquelin Roy. I better see a lot of Milton Williams and Christian Barmore out there.
The good news is those guys are now at least backups. We saw an awful lot of Farms and Roy late in the year last year as sort of a big part of the top end of the rotation rather than the back end of the rotation. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we round out 4 o'clock football with a look at the offensive weapons. And you're not going to like where the Patriots rank. If you believe they are significantly better offensively this year, if you think they're going to win double-digit games like Ted Johnson, well, sit down. You're not going to like this list of NFL offensive weapons led by Drake May. And based on what ESPN thinks, not a whole hell of a lot else. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
WEEI.
WEEI. New England Sports Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Stroud on the slant. He's got Diggs, who's got a touchdown. Stephon Diggs, his first touchdown as a member of the Houston Texans. Fourth and goal. Stroud throws. Caught. Touchdown. Stephon Diggs. His second of the game.
Stroud with touch. To Diggs. Touchdown.
A handoff to Diggs. He threw one last week. Now he's going to run into the five. Diggs. Touchdown. Stephon Diggs.
WEEI Afternoon. Some highlights there. Stephon Diggs. Only played in 8 games last year for the Texans. 47 catches.
A lot.
Almost 500 yards. Yep. 3 touchdowns. That's pretty good production.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. 6 catches a game, right?
Yeah.
Stays healthy, and he didn't have an old age injury. He tore his ACL.
That's right.
Like, that's right. That can happen. Mm-hmm. Any kid, whatever. That was Stephon Diggs. Why are we talking Stephon Diggs? Well, because ESPN, Bill Barnwell, did his annual ranking of basically the weapons, tight ends, running backs, wide receivers of NFL teams. And it caught my attention because there's a lot of optimism in New England. Josh McDaniels is back. Drake May is going to be a superstar. Stephon Diggs is here. They were really bad last year. This isn't a weapon, but they drafted a left tackle that should help the offense by extension more time. So I click on it. I'm like, how high did the Patriots move up? Because the Patriots, if you recall, ranked 31st a year ago. So I was like, okay, we'll see how high. Didn't take me long to scroll.
we've gotten better.
They got better to 30. They moved up from 31st to 30th this year.
Let's go. Fire up the duck boats.
We'll show them.
The first line is, do you believe in Stephon Diggs? Because the ESPN tracking metric does. They're right. Because if you don't talk about Stephon Diggs, why would you have great hope that the Patriots are going to be that much better? Ramondre Stevenson is still your lead back, correct?
Yes, but I think Fitzy would probably agree. I think Travion Henderson is going to have a bigger impact than
okay.
Ramondre.
But on paper, your starting
correct.
Running back is
correct.
What you're starting. On paper, yeah. Well, actually, no, on paper and everywhere else, your starting tight end is your starting tight end, Hunter Henry.
I think our tight ends are one
pretty
of the better
good.
Groups
pretty
in the
good.
NFL.
I mean, I wouldn't get excited.
No, he's they're not no. dynamic.
Not
they're
a red rocket
working.
Group.
That is a solid group of tight ends.
Solid.
Yeah.
Unspectacular, but solid.
Okay.
And the wide receiver position, Stephon Diggs is the guy you brought in to be a number one, to be a veteran. 30-something, coming off a torn ACL.
Yeah.
You drafted Kyle Williams, who everybody's excited about, but is still
a third-rounder.
A rookie third-round wide receiver, which is, I won't say it's a lottery ticket where you're just hoping, but you need some things to go right for that guy to be a true impact first-year guy.
I agree.
And then a lot of the other stuff is, well, it was here last year. Pop Douglas, is he going to be better because Josh McDaniels loves slot receivers, gets the most out of them? Maybe. Is Javon Baker, Matt Collins is brought in. What is he?
He's a 4, 3 or 4.
Yeah, he's a 4, but he's lifting in Australia, so maybe he'll be better than that when he's back from down under, as they say. But is this alarming? Is this like a wake-up call of reality, a little slap in the face that an biased onlooker, Bill Barnwell, right? He's just banging out content for ESPN.
In his mother's basement. I
you
guarantee
say
you.
Oh,
I guarantee
his Brooklyn apartment. But
have you ever met him? I have.
Okay, so he's in his mother's basement.
I like him.
We won't hold that against
no,
him.
No.
But he has you at Mom's. The 30th best offensive skill position group. Is that concerning? Because we just talked about Drake May needs to win. Well, isn't part of winning having guys that can actually
do something when you get them the football. And Bill Barnwell is telling you, you don't have many of those guys.
It's a little real quick. I'll just go quick, Fizzy. It's a little bit, you know, and I, you know, do the Jets. He has the Jets and the Browns and even, you know, the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I would take the Jets. Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson are better than anything you have.
Yeah, you're right. Damn it. Okay. It is a little alarming that they couldn't go from 31st last year to, say, 25th.
Right. That would feel better.
And that's why I do feel like they were one wide receiver short of really kind of making that wide receiver group, you know, something to get excited about. That's the way it always felt like to me, Fitzy, is that they needed not only one high-end receiver, but they really needed two. And I just pointed, they just had Deebo Samuels on the screen. He was traded to the Washington Commanders. I'm like, boy, you know, if you had a Deebo Samuels here with a, Stephon Diggs.
Yep.
And it probably goes from the 30th to the 31st to maybe, like, you know, 20th or 18th.
Or DK Metcalf or Terry McLaurin. Yeah. Any of these guys that have either moved or been rumored to be on and Fitzy, I think the thing that bothers me here is, as someone who's done these lists over the years, you and I both know, sometimes when you get to the back end, you're like, really, they're all the same when you get to the final five. So really, they're saying it's debatable that they have the worst group of offensive weapons in football. Like, you, once you it's get not to, that far, to, right? Yeah. 30 to 32 is not that far.
I was even going to say, like, 27 to 32 is basically the same. It's just, you're the king of the crap hill. Big deal.
You stink.
You know? Yeah. But, there's reason to believe. I agree with you, Ted. I didn't understand what world Deebo Samuel, who now looks like he's getting into football shape after being a little overweight last year and people taking shots at him this offseason. I didn't understand what world a utility playmaker that kind of plays running back, wide receiver, all over the offensive formation, how he couldn't fit in a Josh McDaniels offense. Maybe they have plans for somebody like rookie tight end C.J. Dupre, maybe Jaheim Bell or Antonio Gibson, who came on at the end of last year. I don't know. But, like, this group of playmakers, I can't even really call most of them playmakers. Until Kyle Williams or until Travion Henderson or until someone else emerges alongside Hunter Henry and most likely Steph Diggs, you only have just a couple of guys. Nobody still on this offense keeps defensive coordinators or opposing safeties up at night wondering how they're going to be stopped. Yet. That could change halfway through the season. But as of yet, they don't.
Let me ask you this. Of the three position groups, running back, tight end, wide receiver, what's the best position group for the Patriots?
Running back.
I would agree. What's the second
best? Hands down. Tight ends.
It's tight ends, brother.
Tight ends, but there could be some upside at receiver. There could be some upside there.
I'd be curious if you just ranked the running back rooms where the Patriots would rank in the NFL. I bet you that's pretty high.
Actually, Maurice Jones-Drew just put out a rundown of running backs at NFL.com. 17th, 18th.
Is that what they're at?
Middle of the pack. Middle of the pack.
You know what? Okay, so that's better than 31st.
And that's being dragged down by Ramondre Stevenson fumbling seven times.
Yeah.
If you remove that metric from that sort of analysis of him, he bumps way up. And that's why I think that room is so good, because if they hit their upside, if he holds on to the damn ball and looks like what I think he can look like, and then you add Travion Henderson, I think that could be a pretty good group.
Yeah, I do too.
And that's why I hesitated tight end, wide receiver, because to me, and this is going to get really dorky here, the floor at tight end is higher. I think Hunter Henry's
without
good,
a doubt.
But the ceiling at wide receiver is higher. Because if Diggs is back, and Diggs is that guy you just listed who threw 47 catches in eight games, if Diggs is back and you get Mac Hollins that you think Josh McDaniels likes.
Red zone target.
And you get Pop Douglas being the slot receiver I think he can be, and he maybe gets, I don't know, 100 targets for 80 catches. And Kyle Williams is a rookie receiver that, you know, hits the upside of rookie receivers. Not hard to talk yourself into that group having
a lot of people that cover college football love the Kyle Williams pick at three.
So now, I also don't think all those ifs are going to turn for the positive. You'll be lucky to go 50-50, right, Fitzy? You know the Andy Hart rule of ifs. Mm-hmm. It always goes 50-50.
Yeah.
But there's no upside at tight end. That's just the reality. There's no upside. The upside is Hunter Henry catches his 47 balls for 562 yards and six touchdowns. Like, that's just what you are. Mm-hmm. There's no chance you have, like, 100 catch a Brock Bowers.
No.
Or anybody like that.
I agree.
But the reality is, unbiased observers think the Patriots' skill position players kind of stink, basically, at the bottom of the NFL.
If Stephon Diggs doesn't give us much this year, we're screwed.
We're screwed.
Let's isolate that, save that. That's
we
a good one
are
to clip.
Screwed.
That's a good one to clip from the guy that's predicting 10 to 11 wins over there.
He's right.
Some reality is setting in. Do you want to reassess your win total?
He hasn't gotten hurt yet, bro.
No, I'm saying started
he gets
hurt.
Hurt.
He started hurt. And you already subtracted wins for something else with
if
Drake May.
He gets hurt. Nope.
Okay. All right, so you're sticking with it.
I'm just, you know what? Ask me before the first game of the season.
Okay.
I'm going to give you my final prediction before week one.
There's a lot of room for movement there. All right, up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we talked to Alex Cora a bit earlier. It was one of our best all-around interviews with the manager of the Boston Red Sox. He's in a good mood. He should be. They've won five in a row. They're going for another sweep. There's questions on the horizon about the trade deadline, Jaren Duran, his role. And he answered all those questions and more, including his thoughts on why there are so many pitchers throwing 100 miles an hour in Major League Baseball. That's up next. Alex Cora here on WEEI Afternoons.
Afternoons with Hart, Bitsy, and Johnson on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.